Psalm 103. Title of the message, Bless the Lord, O my soul. To be able to truly bless God, to be thankful. I like being around thankful people. I want to be thankful. I want the Lord to enable me to be that way. And there is nothing more fitting than giving of thanks and blessing the Lord for all His benefits. All of them. Paul tells us in the New Testament, all things are yours in Christ. We are truly the richest people on earth. The believer, he may live in a shack. He or she may live in a shack, barely getting by, but the richest in the world. The richest. Poor Lazarus, laying at the rich man's gate, dogs licking his sore, was one of the richest men in the world at that time. A child of God. All things are yours. They belong to you in Christ. All things are for your sakes. All things. And did you notice, as Billy read this psalm, that David did not make one request? Not one. The whole psalm is dedicated to blessing God and remembering His mercies. The whole psalm. It would be good for us from time to time just to give God thanks. Just to thank Him. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. It would be good if some of our prayers would be nothing but prayers of thanksgiving and not ask for a thing. Not ask for a thing. Our Lord said, your heavenly Father knows what you have need of. We never pray to inform God. He knows our every need. How terrible is it for a man or a woman to go through this life having never worshiped God, having never thanked God for all the blessings. Because everything that every person has in this life, whether they are a believer or not, God's given it to them. He's let them have it. Our day ought to start with this attitude, and it ought to end with this attitude. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord. The very fact that we get to sit here this morning under the gospel to read His Word is a priceless blessing. To have the truth given to us, to be able to read it, to be able to hear it, is a priceless blessing. Now David says, Bless the Lord, O my soul. And I'm only going to do about the first 10 verses. There's no way you can go through all this. But bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. David gives us here the spirit of true worship. Right here. It starts with all that's within me. It's not just a part of me. It's all of me, or I haven't worshipped at all. Really. It starts within me. If our worship of God is not all-consuming, can we call it worship? You know what worship really is, part of it? It's to be obsessed with something or someone. Now, if you're whatever you are obsessed with, that's what you worship. That's what you worship. True worship begins within first. It begins within the soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. It starts within, and then it comes out. True worship begins with God, and it ends with God. It doesn't begin with God and end with me. It begins with God and ends with God. He's the sole object of worship. The sole object of it. And true worship is in spirit and truth, sincerity. And truth as it is. Because you're not going to worship God in a lie. If a lie is being preached, God's not going to be worshipped. Not at all. It's got to be the truth that's preached, which is Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And God is worthy of all worship. Think upon who He is. God. God. Creator. Not one among many gods, but God. The only God there is. The sovereign. The Savior of sinners. The sustainer of all. And He says here, bless His holy name. This is the attribute that makes all other attributes turn in our favor. The Scripture says that His name is wonderful. But if God were not holy, His name wouldn't be wonderful, I can tell you that. Bless His holy. Holy. The seraphims cry day and night, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Holy. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Oh, we are a forgetful people, aren't we? We are a forgetful. Someone will ask me what I preached on this week, and I'll say, where did I preach from? I've done it more times than I like to admit. We are a forgetful, forgetful people. That's why we must be stirred up to remember and forget not all His benefits. Our daily bread. Where did it come from? Our Lord said to give thanks for our daily bread. Thank you, Lord, for our daily bread. Our health. The health, what health we do have. And if He takes it from us, it's a need be. It's a need be. The air we breathe, everything belongs to our Lord. But listen, especially, let's forget not all the spiritual benefits and blessings that were given to us in Christ before the foundation of the world. Let's not forget that. Don't let that grow cold and stale. To be chosen of God, to be blessed of God in Christ before, with all spiritual blessings, it says. Everything a believer needs to stand before God was given to him or her before God ever created the earth, before God ever created the world, before He created anything, He took care of this matter. All the spiritual blessings that I need, I was given in Christ before God created anything. He took care of me first. He took care of all His people first, which is nothing more than a multitude of sinners that no man can number. John says, even now are ye the sons of God. Now, right now. Now David begins to name the benefits. And notice, I want you to notice something here. When David names these benefits, he does not mention one material blessing. Not one. Not one. David mentions forgiveness. Go read Psalm 51. That man knew something about the need of forgiveness. He speaks of healing. He speaks of redemption. These are the benefits that we are to thank God for. Now, we thank God for home and family and the daily temporal blessings. We do thank God for them. But the spiritual blessings, the forgiveness of sins, everything compels in comparison to that. Everything. Listen, verse 3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? I tell you this, my iniquities, I've learned this over the years. My iniquities are far more than I can count. They're far more than I know about. Far more than I know about. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. These are the important blessings. We have an ocean of iniquities. Innumerable. And all of them are against God, and all of them, all of our iniquities are forgiven. They're gone. They're forgiven and put away. They don't exist anymore. God's put them away in Christ, through Christ, by the blood of Christ. He's put all my iniquities away. If God does not forgive and put away all my iniquities, He can't have anything to do with me. Isn't that right? That's right. And He did this through the blood and the righteousness of His Son. Through His blood and righteousness, God can forgive me of all my sins. God can forgive David of his adulterous affair with Bathsheba, of David having her husband murdered. That's the only way God can forgive, but He can do it. He can forgive the vilest of people who committed the vilest of sins. He can put away all our iniquities. But I don't only need all my iniquities forgiven. I need healing. I need to be healed. I need help overcoming indwelling sin. Who healeth, He said, all thy diseases. Spiritual healing. A bad spirit. A bad attitude. God can heal that. God can heal that. My talk. My conversation. My walk. My heart. My heart. What is a heart right with God worth? He can heal all my diseases. You know, the medical profession, they'll come up with a cure for one disease and another one pops up. Disease after disease. And all they do is basically throw pills at it. Take care of the symptoms. But God, through Christ, can heal me of all my spiritual diseases. He can make me spiritually whole. He can make me so whole and so complete that He and I can have communion, even now. Even now. Sin, like a disease, goes through the whole man. There's not a part of me that's not permeated by sin. And not a part of me. I was born in sin and shapen in iniquities. And only the great physician, the Lord Jesus Christ, the balm of Gilead, is the only one who can heal all my diseases. I went to a doctor here, it's been months ago. He did a test, and then he sent me to a specialist. Then they sent me to you go one doctor, then you end up three or four specialists. My mother, you know, she'd been sick over the past few years. And I kept telling her, I said, Mom, you've just got to get to the right doctor. And finally, I think she got to the right one here a couple weeks ago. And they said, well, this is your problem. And they said, why are you on all this other medication? Took her off all of it. I was talking to her there at night. She was just as bright and just as normal and just as could be. And it was a lot of the medication she was on. Christ is the only physician who can heal all thy diseases. And I tell you this, he can heal all your physical diseases as well, if he so please. If he so please. He's the one that can do it. And who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Whew, boy, we were headed for hell. Really. Just like Paul on the road to Damascus. And the Lord stopped him. Stopped him. Just like he stopped some of you. And I know some who have perished. He didn't stop. They didn't believe the gospel, wanted nothing to do with it, and died. But he stopped me. And he stopped many of you. Who redeemeth Christ by himself hath redeemed my life from destruction. Destruction. By his blood we are redeemed from destruction. There are many that will perish. But there are some that won't. There are some that won't. They're not going. The Lord has redeemed them. They're mine. They are mine. They are vessels of mercy. Vessels of mercy. Many died in the flood in Noah's day, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And Noah was redeemed by Christ just as you and I are redeemed by Christ. And just as every saint that will stand in glory, that multitude that no man can number, every one of them was redeemed by Christ. By purchase and by power, the Lord redeemed us from spiritual death to spiritual life. If he had not done this for us, we'd all perish. We'd all perish. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. It'll be our song of gratitude and glory. They're going to sing a new song. Worthy is the Lamb. You have redeemed us. We'll get to join in that song. And sing it for the first time with a heart full of worship and praise and no sin. No sin. Can't imagine that. It is through the Lord Jesus Christ crucified that all blessings flow to us now. All of them. No, God only deals with me through Christ. I'm only blessed through Christ. I'm not blessed because I quit doing stuff and started doing what I ought to do. And that's not why God blesses me. He blesses us for Christ's sake. For Christ's sake. If you and I have real peace, that comes through Christ. If we have real hope, it comes through Christ. If we have real joy, it comes through Christ. If we have real communion with God, it comes through Christ. No man comes to the Father but by me. Oh my. If we enter glory, it'll be because he hath redeemed our lives from destruction. We were on that broad road headed for destruction. Blind as a bat, didn't know anything about it. And he redeemed us. Bought us, purchased us, and in time called us, regenerated us, and in time he's going to take us home. Take us home. Knowing this should call forth all that is within me to bless his holy name. Brother, knowing this should make us wake up in the morning and go throughout the day blessing his holy name. Thankful. A thankful people. There's nothing worse than ingratitude, is there? I don't think there's anything worse than ingratitude. And I don't know there's anything better than thankfulness. A thankful spirit. In verse 4, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Would you rather wear the crown of a king or the crown of loving kindness and tender mercies? I'd rather God's loving kindness and tender mercies be upon me. Look over in Psalm 51. This is one of those Psalms I didn't write down, but there's a verse in here. I want to see if it's, I believe it's in this one. Yeah, verse 1. David says, have mercy in Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me throughly inside and out from mine iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. But he says here, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness and multitude of thy tender mercies. That's what I want to be crowned with. Crown me with thy loving kindness and tender mercy. Many were going to be crowned with wrath. Many already have. But the redeemed, those redeemed by the blood of Christ, will be crowned with loving kindness and tender mercies all the days of their life. Now, because of his loving kindness and tender mercies, he says here in verse 5, who satisfies thy mouth with good things. Now listen, only God who made the soul can satisfy the soul. Man has been inventing many things over the years, trying to satisfy himself, and he can't do it. The only thing that can satisfy the soul is the one who made it. The only way you and I could ever really be satisfied, be content, is to be one with God. In Christ. That's the only way. Only God can satisfy the soul. He's the one who made it. The soul can only be satisfied when it is made one again with God. When it's made one with God. When you are able to have real communion with God. That hit me this morning as I was going back over my notes. And I thought, communion with God. Communication with God. Fellowship with God. And I asked myself, do you really have that? Do you really have that real communion and fellowship with God in Christ? I want that. I want that. I don't want this. I don't want to just hear doctrine, is what I'm saying. I don't want to just hear a message and hear some doctrine and then say amen and leave and go throughout the day. I want to have a real soul communion with God Almighty. And we can have that in Christ. It's very real. It says here, he satisfies with good things. What are good things? Good things are those things which have the nature of God in them. Even the blood of Christ is called the blood of God. It's called in Acts chapter 20. Not only does he satisfy us with good things, he says he renews our strength. Our strength fails every day. Our strength to worship. Our strength to meditate on God. Our strength to walk at and follow after him. It fails all the time, doesn't it? Fails all the time. Sin gets us down. The world gets us down. But when God satisfies us with good things, gospel things, heavenly things, set your mind on things above. Christ says, seek those things which are above. When we are able to do that, then it is that our strength is renewed. Our strength is renewed. Have you ever sat under a message, a gospel message, And I'm telling you, you've just been so strengthened, so lifted up, and so you just felt renewed. You know, you come in, you go, sin gets you down, work gets you down, the world gets you down, but and then he finally sends a message along, and boy, your spirit just lifted up. And you get focused again. Focused again. Now the Lord, he said in verse 6, executes righteousness and judgment for all that oppress. God's going to avenge his elect. He said he would. He's going to right every wrong. Justice may appear to be absent in the courts of men, but never in the court of God. Never. Look here in verse 7. I'll wind this up. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Israel saw the Red Sea parted. They saw the manna. They ate it. They drank water out of the rock. They saw the acts of God. Moses understood the way of God. When a storm passes through, a hurricane, they speak of Mother Nature, but you don't. You don't. You know God hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm. You know that. I don't want to just see the acts of God that go on every day. I want to see the way of God. Christ said, I am the way. Moses understood that. Moses understood that. I want to see the way of God. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. Our lives prove that, doesn't it? Our lives prove that God's merciful. How many times have you asked God to forgive you, to have mercy on you, and he did, and then you turn around and do something stupid again? How many times you say, why did I do that? You feel like you're going to wear out. If God's mercy could be wore out, we would wear it out in a day. I promise you we would. He's merciful and gracious. He's slow to anger. Slow to anger. Boy, I'm so thankful to that. And plenteous in mercy. We will not wear it out. You cannot drain the mercy of God dry. Can't do it. He will not always chide. He'll not always chasten. He'll not always do that. Neither will he keep his anger forever. He'll chasten us until we've learned the lesson. And one thing about God, when it's over, it's over. He doesn't keep bringing it up. I told you. Remember this? He does not keep bringing it up. When he disciplines his child, when he chastens his child, and the lesson's been learned, it's been dealt with, it's over. I wish his parents could learn that. Well, we could learn that as parents. When it's over, it's over. Let it go. Move on. Verse 10, it ought to just... Boy, it ought to humble us. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. If he had, we would be in hell. We would. We'd perish. But I tell you this, he's not. If God does not deal with me after my sins, it's because he dealt with his son after my sins. That's the only reason God will not deal with me after my sins and reward me according to my iniquities, because he did it to Christ in my place. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. David said, my sin is ever before me, but it is not. It is not ever before God. It's gone. It's gone. He put it away. It's over. Gone. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. He remembers our frame that is dust. He knows what we're made of. He knows who we are. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I pray, God, that he would burn that into our hearts. And that we would, this would become us. This would just become us. That we would bless the Lord at all times. As David says in Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times, no matter what's going on. I'll bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Okay, thank you.